You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
To get his dad a Father's Day card. And so his mom took him to the card store and was going to let him pick out his own card. And so she took him to the store and took him to the section where the Father's Day cards are. And the first one he saw, he picked up and opened it up and looked at it and closed it and put it back in the shelf. Then he picked up another, opened it and looked at it, folded it back up, and put it back. In fact, he went through every Father's Day card in the store and didn't pick one out. His mom was very curious and said, "Honey, what's the matter? Don't you like any of the cards?" He said, "No." She said, "Well, what's the matter with them?" He says, "I want to get Daddy a card that has bunny in it." This year, the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ happens to coincide with our observance of Father's Day. This feast of the body and blood of Christ reminds us that just as our earthly Father provides for his human family, so too our heavenly Father provides for his spiritual family, the church. The Father puts physical food on the table for his children. And our Heavenly Father puts spiritual food and drink on the table of the altar for his children to eat and drink. And as Jesus himself makes it very clear in today's gospel passage in John, those who eat of this food and drink of this drink, and like our ancestors who ate manna in the desert, will never die. When Jesus teaches the crowds about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, it was way too much for many of them to take. But Jesus doesn't try to smooth things over by backing off of what he said, or by telling them this is just a metaphor, or just a symbol, or just an image. But rather he says, "Amen, amen." His way of saying, "I'm dead serious about this. I say to it again, this is the real deal." And four more times he repeats that his flesh is real food and his blood is real drink. This solemnity celebrates the very heart of our Christian faith. For the Eucharist is central to who we are, the source and summit of our faith. St. John Paul II constantly reminded us. We partake of the body and blood of Christ each and every Sunday, so that we can go forth from here and be his body broken and his blood poured out in service to others. Indeed, we do seek to become what we eat. And we refer to the Eucharist as Holy Communion because it keeps us in communion with the Holy One and in communion with one another. This is why our presence here each and every week is so critical to being in communion with God and with each other. We cannot be the body of Christ, his church, unless we are in communion with each other. As St. Paul reminded us today in our second reading from his first letter to the Corinthians, we, though many, are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. Of all the things that Jesus said and did, there is nothing more clearly stated by him in the Gospels than this mystery of the Eucharist, which is real food and real drink, his very body and blood. He repeats it time and time again. And this is why we celebrate the Eucharist together each and every Sunday. This is why the Apostolic Church gathered for the Eucharist every week. For Jesus gave it priority in his teaching, and so too we give a priority in our living the gospel message. And so on this Father's Day, we thank our earthly fathers for the gift of their love. But let us not also forget to thank our Heavenly Father for the gift of His love revealed to us in the Eucharist. In keeping with our recent parish custom on this feast day, we will once again have Eucharistic adoration from noon after Mass this morning until 5 p.m. this afternoon. I'd like to encourage you to make some time for prayer before the Blessed Sacrament this afternoon, and to possibly sign up for a 30-minute period, if you like, on the sheet that is on the table in the gathering space near the kiosk. And then I invite you to join us for benediction of the Blessed Sacrament at 5 p.m. this afternoon as we conclude our period of adoration and our celebration of this solemnity, the most holy body and blood of Christ. And at the end of our Mass today, we will have a Eucharistic procession with this year's first communicants, which will mark the beginning of the period of Eucharistic adoration. And so we will end our liturgy in silence and invite you to keep silence in the church until 5 p.m. this afternoon for our benediction. All that we do today to thank our earthly fathers, and all that we do today to thank our Heavenly Father, simply reminds us once again that God is good. All the time. When I was a youngster growing up at St. Mary's Parish in Shawneetown, before the Second Vatican Council, I remember oftentimes the pastor would begin his homily by making Sunday announcements, or in some places I think pastors even read the entire bulletin to everyone. Well, today we're going to do the announcements at this time, because we'll be ending our Mass today with the Eucharistic procession and with silence after that. So just remind everyone that we'll have the groundbreaking for our new Catholic Education Activity Center next Saturday, this coming Saturday, June the 24th, at 6:30 p.m. on the upper level next to the parking lot, so you can park in the upper level parking lot. And again, we invite you to bring a lawn chair and bring your own shovels as we break ground together. Then afterwards, our Knights of Columbus are graciously provided us with some hot dogs and other refreshments down at the garden level. And so hopefully you'll all join us for this special celebration, which will mark the sixth anniversary of the dedication, the groundbreaking for this new church. And again, thanks to all of you who have made this groundbreaking possible by making a generous commitment to our capital campaign. If those of you who have not yet made your commitment, this would be a good week to do so, because we'll be meeting with the banks to try to get some loans. So again, the more money we have in hand, the more commitments we have, the better transaction, the better deal we can get from the banks. Secondly, to remind everyone that we have three special family activities that you can sign up for this summer. The first is coming up on June the 20th, a night of cards at the Columbia Rehab Center here in town. And again, later in the summer, an opportunity to join other families to go to a Mass at a parish in St. Louis, and finally a family fun night here at our own parish. And there's a sign-up board with more information on it in the gathering space. Again, for Eucharistic adoration this afternoon, we invite you to join us and to join us for benediction as well. Again, to remind everyone that we have Eucharistic adoration here in our parish every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. in our reservation chapel. If you would like to sign up for an hour a month to be part of that, there are sign-up sheets on the table in the gathering space as well. Again, we invite you to consider doing that, to spend some personal time with the Lord in silence and in prayer. Also, to let everyone that we completed the installation of the new floor tile in our garden level, but has not yet been sealed and waxed. We'll be doing that tonight and tomorrow, and so it should be ready for use by Tuesday morning. So thank you for being patient while we've had the garden level blocked off so that we could put in the flooring and be ready for future events. Also, it's not too late to sign up to get your family photograph taken for our parish pictorial directory. You can do that by calling the parish office to make an appointment, or you can go on our parish website and make an appointment as well. Thanks to all of you who have already done that. Again, we encourage everyone to take time to get your photograph taken to help make our pictorial directory complete. And I think there's still one or two extra copies of our diocese newspaper, The Messenger, available in the gathering space as well today, free for the taking. Also, I've been asked to announce that there is a birthday party on Saturday, July the 15th, in the garden level. So there's information about that in the bulletin, how you can RSVP to join us for that celebration. And also just to let you know that Father Chris has not been with us the last 2 weekends. His legs have been bothering him and causing him a lot of discomfort, so he's not been able to join us, but hopefully he'll get some relief soon to be able to join us for next weekend's Masses. And so in keeping with our parish custom now, we want to offer a special blessing to all fathers who are present with us today. So at this time, invite all children, boys and girls, and sons and daughters who are present, come forward and join me here in front of the altar as we bless our fathers today.